From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. You can now call her Justice Elena Kagan. She was sworn in this afternoon as the 112th Justice for the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us Kagan is the fourth woman to serve on the High Court.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts first administered the constitutional oath to Kagan in a private ceremony in the court's justices' room, with only her family present. In a second ceremony in the Supreme Court building, Kagan stood before wood-paneled walls and a fireplace in a dark suit and ivory top, raised her right hand, and repeated the oath.
I, Elena Kagan, do solemnly swear
that I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
As part of her oath, Kagan also vowed to do equal right to the poor and to the rich. And finally, Roberts said,
congratulations.
Kagan won't be formally seated on the court until October 1st, but Roberts says she took the oath today so that she could begin work right away. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
For a second straight day, Moscow is socked in by a layer of smog from wildfires that are burning in the region. Peter Van Dyke is in Kolomna, about 75 miles southeast of Moscow.
Russians are used to coping for themselves, and in that respect, each person will find his own solution. But everyone knows that with this level of smoke, there's really not that much you can do. At this point in Moscow, all the apartments have smoke in them to some degree, except for perhaps the apartments of the very wealthy, which will have very good air conditioning. So there is an acceptance that there's not a lot that they can do. And officials actually say the most important thing we can do now is get to grips with the fires, and the time for apportioning blame and bringing negligent officials to justice will only come later.
City health officials say the pollutants in the air around Moscow are six times the normal levels. 10 members of a medical team helping villagers in Afghanistan are dead, victims of an ambush in the northern part of the country. Six of the victims were Americans, two were Afghan interpreters, one was from Germany, the other from Britain. The Taliban says the group was carrying Bibles and spying for the U.S., an accusation that's being denied by Dirk Franz, executive director of International Assistance Mission, which employed the medics.
Some of them have actually been here for decades. The team leader first came to Afghanistan in 76, but all of them came to basically serve the people of Afghanistan. And to kill these people is totally senseless.
The team was attacked as it was returning to Kabul. It's unclear what caused an explosion today in the Iraqi city of Basra, but at least 14 people are dead, dozens more are wounded. Police officials say there were twin blasts within minutes of each other in a downtown market. But the police chief says the explosion was caused by a malfunctioning generator. This is NPR News from Washington. It'll take another spacewalk to fix a faulty ammonia coolant pump at the International Space Station. Two astronauts worked for hours trying to free the failed part, but had to give up when they couldn't even remove the hoses. It's unclear if the repairs can be made during a scheduled second spacewalk or whether they'll need a third. President Obama is taking credit for shoring up Medicare, the health care program for seniors. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the president says seniors are benefiting from his health care overhaul.
President Obama says Medicare has a stronger foundation thanks to the health care law he signed in March.
Medicare isn't just a program. It's a commitment to America's seniors that after working your whole life, you've earned the security of quality health care you can afford.
Speaking in his weekly address, Mr. Obama welcomed a report that says the cost cuts prompted by the overhaul will help Medicare stay afloat for a dozen years longer than previously projected. Republicans are taking a swipe at the president over taxes. The president wants to let a series of tax cuts for the wealthy expire, but Illinois Congressman Peter Roskam says that would not be a good idea.
Every dollar in new taxes owed is a dollar that can't be used to pay current employees or hire new workers.
Roskam was speaking in the GOP address. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is wrapping up his birthday week with an afternoon of golf today and a barbecue tomorrow. The White House says he played golf with eight friends, some he'd known since college. Tiger Woods could lose his number one golf ranking this weekend after three rounds of play in the Bridgestone Invitational in Ohio. Woods is 11 over par, the worst score since he turned professional. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.
Support for